Lessons in Transformation from Naaman by Beyond Today writer Lena Van Alstel. Finally, he thought, as he knocked on the door. He was going to get the answers he needed, that he deserved, really. He'd been sick for a long time, and this was the guy. He finally found the guy that was going to make him well. Nothing else had helped him. He had power, money, and authority, but none of it mattered, because he was still sick. He'd heard of this man, heard that he was a great man, and he would be able to do what no one else could. Heal him. Money was no object. He'd brought a small fortune with him to pay for this miracle. In fact, he was sent with a letter from the ruler of his country. If that didn't warrant some attention, he didn't know what would. The door was opening. The moment had arrived, and he would meet the great man who was going to heal him. Except this isn't the man at all. This is just a messenger. What kind of disrespect is this? He can't even come to see me? Does he know who I am? Does he know who my boss is? Does he have any idea how much money I brought with me? All of this ran through his head as the messenger relayed the instructions of how he could be healed. This is Naaman's story. He had leprosy, and he had heard that Elisha, the prophet of God, could heal him. He was the commander of an army, and by all accounts, a great man. But he couldn't heal himself, and he was angry that Elisha couldn't be bothered to see him. What's more, the instruction was simply to bathe in the Jordan River 7 times. He was ready to leave, to ignore Elisha and his silly command to bathe in the river. But his servants stopped him. They reminded him that he was willing to do the big and grand things. Why not this little thing? So he did. He bathed in the river 7 times, and when he emerged from that 7th dip, he was healed. His skin was as soft, smooth, and unblemished as a child's. The simple thing had worked. He hurried back to Elisha to reward him for the miracle he had performed. Naaman was thankful, and Elisha, refusing reward, directed Naaman to God. Naaman quickly decided to worship only the true God, only stepping foot in foreign temples when accompanying his leader. 2 Kings 5 verses 1 through 19. There are so many analogies and lessons to be learned from this passage of scripture. All of these lessons lead to one conclusion. Naaman underwent a fundamental change in his outlook and a transformation in his view of himself and his place in the world. What are these lessons, and how can we apply them to ourselves? Number 1. Naaman arrived on Elisha's doorstep carrying the weight of his authority with the sure knowledge that he was owed a certain amount of attention and respect. Humanly speaking, he was owed honor. But compared to God, we are nothing. How often do we get caught up in what we are owed? How often do we get incest because someone didn't treat us with the respect that we deserve? The thing is, the Bible tells us to esteem others greater than ourselves. Philippians 2, verse 3. And we need to humble ourselves before God. James 4, verse 10. Number 2. Naaman expected a grand gesture to precede his healing. And if there was no grand gesture, then it just wasn't worth the effort. Do we ever get caught up in the grand gestures? Do we only want to do the jobs that will gain us recognition? Do we only acknowledge miracles when they are big and dramatic? We must remember that we often only hear God as a still, small voice. 1 Kings 19 verses 11 through 13. Jesus reminds us to do our good works in secret. We don't need the showy grand gestures. In Matthew 6 verses 1 through 5. Naaman expected to be healed by Elisha, but his healing, and ours, does not come from men, but from God. 1 Peter 2 verse 24, Exodus 23 verse 25. Miracles are miracles, even when they seem innocuous and everyday. Jesus Christ is found in those simple moments. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3. All of these lessons come down to our willingness to humble ourselves before God and Jesus Christ. It is through them that we can achieve true transformation. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.